eye checker like you wearing a singing bowl in it, yeah? I really don't mind. You hit me once,
I hit you back. He's bowling like my Auntie Annie when she'd had too much sherry to drink. Played over my head,
then I set fire. मैंने कहा बेटा बेटा होता है और बाप बाप होता है.
हेलो एंड वेलकम टू पाई चेकर्स क्रिकेट पॉडकास्ट. आज हम लोग कर रहे हैं पोस्ट मैच रिव्यू ऑफ किंग्स इलेवन पंजाब वर्सेस केकेआर. बहुत ही इंपॉर्टेंट मैच था ये दोनों टीमों के लिए. केकेआर वाज कमिंग अप विद वन शैम्बोलिक लॉस अगेंस्ट आरसीबी फॉलोड बाय अ थंपिंग विन अगेंस्ट डीसी. एक मैच जीतते हैं, एक मैच हारते हैं, दो मैच जीतते हैं, दो मैच हारते हैं. बहुत ही इनकंसिस्टेंट टीम है. दूसरी तरफ किंग्स इलेवन दे हैव बीन the consistent team. Either they win consistently or either they lose consistently. We have got them with five consecutive wins. Has that been the best turnaround by any team across IPL over the years? उसके बारे में कभी और बात करेंगे. पहले आज का मैच के बारे में बात करेंगे. किंग्स 11 has beaten KKR with 8 wickets with 7 balls to spare. Sumer, starting with Kings 11 bowling, do you think it was their bowling which won them this match?
Well, I would like to answer that, but only after letting our viewers know that it's your birthday today. So we are recording this in the middle of the night after the match, and I wish a lot of happiness to you. A very happy birthday. Yeah, so coming back to Kings 11's bowling, yeah, they have, as you said, they have been a dramatic side. You know, the second part of the tournament, they look a totally different side. You know, talking about their bowling, yes, their bowling has been phenomenal. I mean, it did start with those three wickets right away, with Shami getting two and Maxi getting one. That gave them a lot of impetus at the starting of the game. From there, they just had to sort of like hold the game, which they did very well. So yeah, full marks to Kings 11 bowling for giving a very good start to the game. And yes, the importance of the game, I'll tell you, in the context of the tournament as well, is very important, of course. But did you realize how, even after losing three wickets, Morgan and Gill, they just went on an attack. That tells you exactly how important the game was for them. They did not want to end up with 120. They said, okay, we either go down and get out in 50, 60, 80 runs or make 150. So, yeah.
Absolutely, because they were playing in Sharjah, right? So, agar aap Sharjah mein khel rahe ho with such small dimensions, I think it becomes like it is given until and unless pitch is a real minefield or it's turning square. I think T20 mein, IPL mein, they need 170, 180, bahut hi zaruri hai. And I think that is the kind of, and that was something in the mind of both Morgan and Gill ki yaar, yahan par runs banane padenge. And that is why that was such a solid partnership. But then what happened, yaar? Uske baad kya hua?
Well, that is something that Baz told them very well. That is one advice that that was rightly given. You know, go on an attack all the time. So what happened then? As I said, not just the opening bowling, but Bishnoi and Ashwin really, bowled well in the middle as well. And Jordan at the end, he's coming back to form. The Jordan we know with, you know, full length deliveries and Yorkers. I think we were seeing that on display this match and maybe a few matches before as well. First part of the tournament, he was totally off. So Kings 11 actually had a good grip to start with, and then they followed up with some good bowling in the middle and towards the death to contain the KKR to a below par score. As you said, you know, 170 say come is a crime. So it was a below par score, but at least they went there. Kings 11 batting, they have, I think, been phenomenal. To start with, I mean, KL was always in form. But now with the inclusion of Gale, I think they've sort of like upped the ante to a different level.
So what do you think about that? That was my question. Mm-hmm. I feel jo turnaround hua hai Kings 11 Punjab mein, Gale, I mean, like, as soon as Gale has come into the picture, they have won all their matches. Was that the, I mean, I mean, I'm trying to understand. Yeah, is it Gale which has won them the matches? Gale ke aane se wo energy aayi hai, that impetus aaya hai, wo power aaya hai. What is it that Gale has got into this team that has helped them win 5-on-5?
Good point. I think it will be very stupid of somebody to assume ki there is no role of Gale, at least in these wins. It cannot magically coincide with the wins since the time he has been in the side. But one thing that he has definitely added to the squad is, they used to play their openers and one down guys used to play a long innings with not so good scores, mind you. KL always had 120, 130 strike rate. With the inclusion of the Gale, and again, Maxi never really took off. So I think the inclusion of Gale at number three is again a genius. I don't know who came up with that. And so they what they did is that they ensure that there is consistent run making from 5 to 15 also, you know, and that is something that obviously reflects in their performance. But again, yes, there is this spirit that the universe boss brings to the game, you know. So yeah. People generally feel energetic around him.
Correct.
So he transfuses his energy and performance to others. So yeah, it's been.
Aaya hu, maar ke jaunga, kuch to pel ke jaunga. He brings that thing, yeah. I think that carefree attitude, that is like it. It's just they look a happier team also right now.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Winning does help, but they just. Look a happier team now.
And that also now, tells you, Vivek, sorry, how much do we actually need to learn about this game? Because earlier, I personally had totally written him off.
Totally,
and the KKR.
Totally.
I was like, okay, if they let him out of the team, their team has a better chance of winning. And again, clearly, I have a lot to learn. So, yes.
I mean, that is maybe for another podcast. Yeah, is this the best turnaround in IPL right now in the last 12, 13 years? I don't know.
Maybe. I'm not sure if it is, but it will definitely be in, I think, top three. Winning five games after losing six has to definitely be, in a sort of a turnaround scenario for a game.
So.
But enough about KK Kings 11. I also want to touch upon the losing team. Were you able to identify anything that or pick up points that you think led to their downfall?
I think there are a couple of their decision making has been very, very questionable. And if you look at it, I think we have put Buzz had a very flamboyant, very aggressive, out-of-the-box style when he was batting or when he was captaining, rather. And he's tried to bring that into his coaching as well. But I think wo kuch gel nahi ho raha hai. Nagarkoti is one of the fastest bowlers in the Indian circuit. Young hai, but he's one of the fastest upcoming bowlers. We have played him as a bowler, but Buzz thinks he's a batsman. So he got him after... ahead of Cummins, doesn't get him to bowl. I mean, so basically Nagarkoti is playing as a batsman. Then when Kings 11 is batting, Rahul gets out. We know Kings 11 has had problems with their batting. They have had an iffy middle order. Puran has been inconsistent. Maxi has been totally off with his batting. Huda is still finding his place in the tournament. Aap Lockie Ferguson, one of the fastest bowlers in the world right now, you're getting him in the 12th over. Very, very questionable decisions over there. I don't know what the thinking is. Is it Buzz? Is it McCullum? I think, yaar, smartest banda jo hai, wo abhi DK hai, jisne right time pe captaincy di.
I couldn't agree with you more about the decisions that, especially in the bowling. I have no idea why Prasad Krishna was opening. With no disrespect to him, he never looked like taking a wicket. Yeah. What you need to do to contain 150 runs is to take wickets right away. And why would you hide Lockie Ferguson, who won you the match, bloody, against the other team the other day. Yeah, very questionable, yes. Then you also have to understand how they actually, did not bowl Koti at all. That's very surprising.
Very, very questionable decision. And something about their batting. I mean, batting order has been all over the place in all the matches. Kabhi wo Naren se open kara rahe hain, theek hai, nahi khela, to kabhi phir Tripathi se kara hai, Tripathi nahi hai, kabhi Banton aa gaya, Banton nahi hai, kabhi koi aa gaya. Matlab game hi chal raha hai.
Actually, you're right. Right after they dropped or whatever, Naren didn't play, they made some change. They opened with Tripathi, who did great in his first match. Somehow, he is nowhere there, and Tom Banton comes in. He plays one game, and that's it.
And yes.
Again, they are shuffling. I don't know if they have a clear thinking. In the last two out of the three matches that KKR has played, their top order batsmen have really struggled. Gill did play. Even in this match, apart from Gill and Morgan, nobody really scored. Apart from the, I think they consider him an all-rounder enough. Lowkey Ferguson, who can get you a few overs and can hit a few runs, But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Their Tripathi has not been doing anything. Kartik goes.
Tripathi ko one down le aaya yaar, aur Rana se opening kara liya aaj.
Yeah.
I mean, chal kya raha hai yaar in logon ka, what are they thinking? What is Baz doing? Matlab, somebody has to question this, yaar. How is Baz accountable? And I mean, is he being asked? Is Venky Mysore, who is in charge, is he asking those, or is he waiting for the season to be over? I mean,
I think the questions would have started being asked. Abhi tak to they were number four. Now things have changed. The point table has taken a turn, and which then brings me to this point. I want to definitely talk about the impact of this game on the points table, and where these two teams go on from here. So both of them are playing CSK and Rajasthan Royal with some coincidence at their next two matches. What do you think about these two matches? I mean, because I still believe it has to be one of these two guys who will go to number four. So how do you see these two teams playing their next two matches?
So RR is coming with a win against MI. Yeah. KKR is CSK who
also
KKR,
they've won their last game by 8 wickets.
I mean, like, if KKR and Kings 11 win.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. It's very difficult to predict really how these guys will play against RR and CSK, especially when they have won their last few encounters. And personally speaking, I would feel that Kings 11, with the thump that they have, with the impetus that they have received, would probably be favorites for me, at least. And I could totally be wrong. We'll
see. KKR will be as consistently inconsistent because they have lost this match, so they will win their next match. So KKR should win against with a nothing to lose CSK though. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting match. And Delhi Capitals, I think tomorrow's match is going to be very, very, SRH ke liye important hai. But if Delhi Capitals lose, I mean, you can, what we call the proverbial, throw the cats among the pigeons. Delhi Capitals could look.
What do you think SRH has to do to win tomorrow? They're playing in Dubai.
And I feel they need both Warner and Bairstow to have an explosive start. If they don't get that, mushkil hai yaar, bahut mushkil hai. I think this SRH team has a very, very weak batting, and on the other hand, DC has a power packed batting lineup, power packed bowling lineup. Bahut difficult.
Remember a few years ago, they created such a turnaround. They won the last three games and then they were able to make it to the playoffs. It was Kane Williamson, if I'm not wrong, who he was the captain then. Which actually brings me to the main point. You did speak that Warner and Bairstow hold the key. Yes, they do hold the key. But realistically speaking, there has to be somebody who can carry the batting forward. In the last match, they showed that even Manish Pandey had a rough patch. I don't trust Shankar to do anything. Samad has been very disappointing, so to speak. So I think it will be very difficult for them to turn this around this time, especially with Kane as well. I'm not sure if he's available now, they would need more than Warner and Bairstow. And again, the matches that SRH has won, not just this year, but in the previous years, that used to happen with the help of their very good bowling lineup. Rashid and Bhuvi used to have a lot of impact. That this year hasn't happened. Rashid has been not as effective overall. People have maybe played him well, haven't given him wickets. Yeah.
They have blocked them. They have blocked him and scored against others.
And with Khalil and so on, their bowling overall to start with itself. Sandeep has he can only do as much. So I think it has to. Everybody has to, especially their lower middle order has to play. And what can you talk about Delhi? How do you predict Delhi for tomorrow?
I think Delhi, I think looks very strong. Maybe Pant has gotten that kick up his backside, which is intended. so maybe he is back tomorrow. I think Rabada can be given a break. I think Delhi is, but then they have lost last two. Yeah. I was expecting ki Rabada ko they will give a break, but last match, probably but probably they will play him tomorrow. Yeah, Rabada, Nokia, Ashwin in form, it becomes very. I mean, DC is overwhelming favorite for me here tomorrow as well. So it's going to be a tough match for SRH.
They have also managed to eliminate the NPA. Prithvi Shaw, but we'll only see how much that change can be positive for them. Okay, so let's hope that SRH does something really good and maybe opens doors for the other contenders in the playoffs. I wish them best, and we'll then I think close today.
Yes, and that's a wrap for today. I hope you like this episode. Please do like, share, subscribe, comment. Agar achha nahi lag raha hai to bhi bolo yaar, agar kuch achha lag raha hai tab bhi bolo. And you have our social media handles, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Gmail, sab hai. Baat karo hum logon ke sath, bolo hum, and we'll be more than happy to take your feedback on board. Please like, share, subscribe, comment. Thank you.